Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Strategies of Success. That strategy that we talk about is one thing to speak about. It's another thing to implement. But when you're implementing your strategy of success, whether that be working on your business or in your business, are you effective? Are people seeing that you are enjoying yourself as you go along? And yes, enjoying yourself means a tremendous amount, because that is how people see you. They see you either working really hard and struggling, or they see you working really hard and having a good time doing it, because you're enjoying the successes, or at least you're being perceived that you're enjoying the successes and living through and perhaps even learning from those quote-unquote failures. Because people see you and they draw their conclusions from what they physically see. It is super important that your body language, that your attitude that is seen by others is the one you want to project. Where does that start? It starts from within. Take a look at yourself in the mirror comment. Shows up one more time. You have to know that you are doing the right thing, and you have to enjoy what it is that you are doing and learning from those experiences, gaining from those experiences, even the negative ones. And then if you enjoy a, wow, that was a silly mistake I made, and kind of laugh about it and move on, that's really what builds a following for you, because you have the right attitude. So where does that attitude come from besides figuring it out for yourself? Well, you got to give the guy a call. And who are you going to call when you want to find your way to simple happiness? Jim Ryan. And Jim is joining us today to help us along that path of figuring out what makes sense when you're promoting your business, promoting yourself, and making sure that you are really enjoying your path along the way. So, Jim, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day and out of your busy day. You have a number of things coming up. You're very involved with a number of different organizations, so certainly do appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Brian. I mean, and you hit it right on the head. The image that you project when you're networking makes all the difference. Are you an attractive person? Do you attract people with your positive energy, your positive outlook, your interest in others, or do you not? Are you going there just to go through the motions? Better not even go.
Definitely is important. And, you know, when I meet somebody for the first time and I've heard they've worked through some sort of a challenge and they're there and they're explaining that challenge in a way that, you know, I had to deal with this, I went through it, I learned a lot from it, and then I've come out on the other side. I find those stories to be incredibly inspiring, because there's so many people that just get stuck. They wind up in some sort of a quagmire, and it could just be boredom from networking. It could just be getting so involved with the details of a business, they forget why they're in business. So these people that share those stories about enjoying the process and really enjoying the process, you know, I find to be incredible. And the way you find them is by people smiling. And it just may sound simple, right? But it's really not. It's that outward projection.
Well, that's it. You go, people sometimes make the mistake of thinking that they're going to get business the first time they meet somebody. And they have that hunger in their voice, that I won't say desperation, but that need, and it comes across to the people you're talking to, and it's not really what others are looking for. Other people, I find that networking is meeting people and getting to know people for who they are, what their story is, and so on, and being interested in them rather than trying to be interesting. You know, first, you have to be interested. You have to find out, you have to talk to people and find out what their story is. Where do they come from? Just as you say, what challenges have they overcome? How have they grown their business? How have they become successful to some degree or not? And by being interested in other people, that says a lot, because that's where relationships come from, being interested in other people rather than just blabbing your story and hoping that someone is going to latch on to you. So, you know, your energy and your attention to others is key, I think.
I think that's another way of saying that you need to be sincere when you're out there and introducing yourself to people, whether these be folks that you're planning on doing business with or hoping to build a referral base from. But to put on a show and just go on, hey, look how great I am, is one thing, and that's not the thing to do, no matter what. But being sincere and sincerity, especially like, I mean, you coach people. I also help on the coaching side of things, as do many do. But even a business owner that has a sign business, you know, you should know all about your gain more. And I know that answer is yes, but don't you gain more by listening to somebody else and finding out about them and then seeing how you can possibly assist that person or refer that person? So it's the listening side, the sincerity side.
Well, that's it. You know, so often, you know, we look to get before we give, but in fact, the best way to get business is to give business, is to give, if you don't have referrals, it's to give encouragement, it's to give some affirmation of that the person is on the right path. We all need encouragement, and sometimes your words of encouragement to someone that maybe you can't refer people to that person, maybe you have another person already who's in that business that you refer people to, but you could give support, you could give encouragement along the way, and sometimes that's what people need. And, you know, business is not done on the first encounter. Relationships are the key to growing your business. Relationships, people getting to know you, people getting to trust you, and they do that by your attitude, by your giving, by your support of them.
Could you imagine? Every phone call you made was a successful phone call. Every person that you ran across was somebody, oh, it's so great meeting you because you can make something happen. That would be too easy, wouldn't it?
Well, that's the reality. And people get discouraged in the networking world because they expect immediate results. You know, things got to happen right away or forget about it. And that's not the way the world works. And
right.
People do get burned out from networking because their expectations are off base. You know, it's my attitude when I go to a networking meeting is to, you know, maybe something good will happen when I go to this meeting. And if I'm burned out and I'm so disgusted I don't even want to go, then the reality is nothing can happen. Nothing good can happen if I don't go. But if I do go and I do make an effort to encourage people and learn about people, something good could happen. And
right.
that's the attitude that I think is proper. You know, if I don't go, I'm going to get nothing. But if I do go, maybe something will develop.
Right. But it's important going in there with that attitude. Because if you go in with the attitude that you can't, you won't. And if you go in there with the attitude that this event is not going to bring me anything, it won't. Because people will see that. You know, it really brings us back to, you know, why, you know, we titled this program, you know, your different events, but also improving one's visibility. So when you want to improve your visibility, it's not just showing up, physically showing up at an event. It's really mentally showing up at an event with that proper attitude, with the expectation that there will be something, who knows what maybe, but there will be something good, something positive that will come from the people that you would meet.
Well, expectation is so important, and that and the expectation that you have that something might happen is what's going to help you manifest your best self. You know, being prepared is half the battle. Understanding that if I'm at my best, something good can happen. If I'm not at my best, probably not much is going to happen. So expectation, and you got to go in with positive expectations. If you go in with the attitude that, this isn't going to work out, this isn't a good group for me, you know, the reality is your expectation becomes the reality. So you've got to build, you got to prepare before you go to any of these things. You got to prepare to be at your best. You got to prepare a strategy when you meet somebody. You got to try to have a strategy to remember their name or find out something about them so that when you have something to refer to on a personal basis, because people don't care how much you know. This is an old sales adage. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And going in with the attitude that I want to find out about some people, maybe it'll bring me business, maybe not, but that's the attitude. And I want to find out about them. I'm going to meet some interesting people tonight.
And it is that attitude, you know, and that attitude has to come from within. And it does start with oneself. I mean, you could say that, oh, I know something's going to come out of whatever event. But if you yourself don't believe that, it's not going to happen. And if you don't walk in there with that smile on, with that positive attitude, you certainly, people are going to see that and the event won't make sense. So it brings us back to us. Thing that you talk about, you know, about that in the book, you know, Simple Happiness, this absolutely ties in with the idea of improving your visibility as a networker, as a salesperson, as a business owner, because people want to be around positive people, but it starts from within. So how would you relate your book? I mean, can you give us a couple of examples that you've been speaking about where we could start on the right foot, no matter what it is that we're going out to do?
Well, one of my teachers is a man who's passed away recently. His name is Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N. And if you get a chance, go on YouTube and put in Jim Rohn. And he's a great teacher. And his attitude is just what we're talking about. You got to work harder on yourself than you do on your business. You got to become the best person that you can be personally. Your integrity, your honesty, your generosity, your graciousness, your willingness to learn about someone else before you start spouting about yourself. So you got to work harder on yourself than you do on your business. And in my book, I'm thanking you for bringing it up. There's 52 short chapters in this book, and each one gives you an idea about how to make your life a little happier. And since I started doing my talks on happiness, there's been a lot of psychological studies done. So many of us think that if I can be successful, then I'll be happy. When in fact, studies have shown that the opposite is true. If I can be happy going into my business, chances are I'll be more successful if I'm happy first. So understanding that happiness precedes success is important. And the problem is, you know, these psychologists do these studies, but they're not out there in the general public. I read a book by a psychologist who's done these studies, and he said, you know how many, you know, the results of the studies get into psychological journals, and you know how many people read the psychological journals? He jokes and says about six, and one of those six is the mother of the person who's written the study. So the studies are there. It's true. The studies are there that show that if we can be happy first, our success will be greater. You know, one study, just for example, they did a study of hotel maids, and they had one crew that worked on the fifth and sixth floors, and one crew that worked on the seventh and eighth floors. And in this study, they made the maids on the fifth and sixth floor aware of how many calories they were burning in their in the vacuuming, in the cleaning the bathrooms, and in changing the sheets and so on. They told them that you burn X number of calories every hour that you're working, and they told nothing to the other people. So they had a control group and a study group, and they found that after 2 months of work, the maids that were aware that they were burning calories, their health gauges improved. They lost weight. Their blood pressure was better. Their cholesterol was better. All because they were conscious of this of the benefit that they were achieving in their work. Not that they necessarily were happier, but they were conscious about the benefits of their work, and it made a big difference. So, study after study has shown that if we can be happy first, Our business will be more successful.
That's what I was thinking, and I would imagine too. Once they knew, I mean, it's interesting that they were told that they would burn more calories, and they did. Where the other ones weren't told, but they're doing the same work, and they didn't lose the weight. So it's funny how the mind works. Maybe it's not funny, But it's interesting how the mind works, you know, when it comes to that. When you are really focused on the benefit of doing something, in this case, the benefit of cleaning the rooms and the calorie burn, I wonder how much that impacted, you know, beyond, you know, and beyond, you know, the weight loss. Because maybe it did make them happier people and they worked a little bit quicker too, a little bit harder. Maybe that burned a few extra calories. And on the tip side of things, you know, so like how far does that actually go? So it's a little bit of effort, a little bit of extra effort on what it is that you're doing because you benefit from it. They personally benefited from it with the calorie loss and then the impact that that would have on other aspects of what they were doing. And certainly if they were being seen by people, they would certainly look happier and be able to attract more, you know, different relationships along the way. And in this case, perhaps increase their tips too.
Well, that's it. You mentioned such a powerful word before in your introduction, and it was talked about your beliefs. That is the basis of so much good that can come into our lives. You know, and again, we can relate this to everything in our life, including networking. In one of my talks, we talk about managing thought, and one of the components of managing thought is we talk about the placebo effect. You know the placebo effect, Brian?
Yeah, certainly.
You know, it's the placebo effect. Excuse me one second. The placebo effect is used in science, in the drug industry. And every time they test a new drug, let's say, for example, they're testing a drug for migraine headaches, and they get a whole sampling of people who get migraine headaches, and they divide them in half. Half the people, they give the medicine that they want to bring to the public to alleviate the pain from migraine headaches. The other half of the group gets something that looks exactly like it, but has no active ingredients. It's inert. It's a sugar pill, and they go about their, you know, they take the pills according to their, you know, the prescription, and they come back a couple months later and they do the results. And what always happens? Some of the people who took nothing get better. How does that happen? It happens because they believed that they were getting the medicine. So it wasn't even the medicine that made the difference. It was the belief that they were taking the medicine and that the pill would make their migraines less painful. So this is a well-known fact, phenomenon, I'll say, in science. And the FDA will not even approve a drug unless its efficacy is a certain percentage above the placebo. So, I mean, we know this intellectually, but do we incorporate it into our lives? And the belief, like these maids, the belief that they were getting healthier by doing their day-to-day charges in the hotel rooms of cleaning the bathrooms, changing the beds, vacuuming the floors, carrying the sheets out, restocking the bathroom. All of these things they believed were burning calories, and that had a physical effect on them. Whereas the others who didn't have any belief about anything, went about their daily routine, didn't lose any weight. So it's amazing how this placebo effect is such a powerful idea if we could use it in our lives. You know, for example, to believe that my networking efforts are going to pay off. I believe that I'm going to meet some people with whom I can develop a relationship that could turn into business. These things build us up. They help us with our energy and with our enthusiasm, and it's such a powerful tool if we could just use it.
Right. And you have two opportunities coming up where you will be using that attitude. I agree with you 100%. I really think that, you know, doing something to start your day off in a positive manner really helps, and it helps continue on throughout everything. And all these things that you're talking about really come to be. That belief system, you know, is absolutely everything. And bringing it, you know, with you throughout the day not only affects you, but it affects those people that are around you. You know, and I would love to be able to really quantify that, you know, dollar-wise, you know, how a positive employee can really impact the bottom line of a business, or, you know, their own, if they're a salesperson. You know, if you really are positive, the more positive that you are, you know, will it really help you increase sales? And we know it will, but how much could you attribute to that? And I don't know if it really matters from a personal standpoint, because, you know, if you're enjoying everything, you're going to be more active doing it. You'll be more successful doing it. So you're better off that way than any other way. But to actually put a dollar amount on it, that'd be something I'd love to see.
Well, you know, there have been studies, but and I don't have the results at my fingertips. But even if, you know, the idea of feeling good about yourself and feeling good about what you're doing has got to make things better. I mean, if you're in sales and you're feeling good about your product and you know that it's a good product and you know that it, and again, it's the belief that you have something good that you have to offer to your clients, it's going to help you pick up that phone after the 10th person says, I'm not interested. The energy and the belief that what it keeps you going. It keeps you making that extra phone call. And if you make, you know, there's a law of averages. You get 10 no's before you get a yes. So you got to keep plowing through the no's and the belief that you have something good to offer and it's going to benefit those clients is what keeps you going.
Right. And then you get on that roll. You have one good phone call and all of a sudden the next couple of good phone calls. Why is that? Law of averages or is it the fact that you got that right attitude happening? And I'm going to go with you on that one. It's the right attitude. And that really is what pushes you forward. So you have a couple of opportunities to share your books and also push your networking skills at a few events. So you first off, you have a book signing, which is coming up actually right around the corner.
It's Saturday, April 16th. I'm part of the Long Island Authors Group, and we're teaming up with Barnes & Noble in Bayshore at the Bayshore Mall. And we're doing a fundraiser for Bayshore, the activities at Bayshore High School. And it's going to be an all-day event. It starts at 10 in the morning, goes through 8 or 8:30 at night. There will be authors from the Long Island Authors Group, all different genres of books, from photograph books, from nonfiction to children's books to novels and all everything in between. And we'll be selling these. We'll be at the at the Barnes & Noble, talking to people, sharing our ideas, selling our books. There will be music. There's other activities that are from the kids at the Bayshore High School. So it's going to be a real wonderful day at Barnes & Noble from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Saturday, April 16th. So if you're in the area or if you're not in the area, make it a point. It's going to be a beautiful day. Come for a ride and stop in and say hello to there's a lot of talented authors on Long Island, and a number of them will be showcased throughout the day. So I'll be there from 5 to 8 p.m. along with some other of my author friends. And, you know, come by and stop by and say hello. You know, there's so many good books, and books open up so many doors to possibilities, whether it's a novel, whether it's a nonfiction book. There's going to be all kinds of interesting things for you to take a look at. So come by.
Yeah. You know, Jim, I always equate your book to the business community, and right or wrong, but, you know, but that's what I do. But that's probably not the case. I mean, the idea of being happy works, you know, for everybody. So is there a particular segment of the population, or your book really is applicable to just about everybody?
You know, I really have gotten positive comments from every walk. You know, I've done retreats, Lenten retreats in churches, and they, you know, clamored for the book. I've sold the book to pharmaceutical companies, where, you know, this company in Hapag bought 100 copies for all their executives. I've sold books to. You know, it's a great business book because we all need to be at our best every day. And it's a great book for parents, because as parents, we got to be at our best to raise our kids every day. As grandparents, you know, we've got to be at our best every day. And if we can be a little happier, a little less disturbable on a regular basis, it's good for it's life. You know, the book talks about how to be the best version of you. And who doesn't want to be the best version of ourselves? You know, we're all here on earth, we want to live a happy life, a fulfilled life, and a lot of answers to questions are in that book. Simple, but it's not unsophisticated. It's available. It'll be available at Barnes & Noble tomorrow. It's available on Amazon as a paperback book and as a Kindle book. So take a look at it. The comments that I've gotten about, you know, people, some people read it and said it's the best book I ever read. I mean, I never thought I could write, but it's been a wonderful, humbling experience.
It's amazing what happens when you write with true sincerity. You know, we talked about it before about being sincere, meeting people. Well, you've met people through your book, and that sincerity came through, and that's why you get comments like that, testimonials like that, where it's the best book, it's the greatest thing. And, you know, and I've also, you know, read the book too, and actually you've got a number of books, you know, where it does break it down, including the emails that you send out with it. It just breaks it down. And sometimes it really, that word just is appropriate, because we just don't need to overcomplicate everything. We need to come up with those ideas, and the actionable ideas that you have are absolutely phenomenal. So, Jim, I thank you for writing those books.
Yeah, well, again, you know, we need a new idea. See, we get stuck, and we think our life is the way it is, and there's no hope for happiness. There's no hope for growth, for advancement, for relationships. But I'm telling you, if you get a new idea and you act upon it, see, so many of us think we're stuck, and that's where we go with our belief systems. If we believe, there's hope. And that's the beauty of books. Books give you a new idea. And then you get a new idea, you got to try it. And once you try the things that I offer, 52 chapters, you try something, something hits you, and you try it, and you feel good. And that's the whole point. Once you feel good, you want to do it again so you feel good. You know what? Before all my talks, I ask the people in the audience, raise your hand if you'd rather not feel good during the day. And nobody raises their hand. Every once in a while, one wise guy will. But we all want to feel good.
And there's always somebody.
There's always somebody. And the book gives you ideas. And once you have an idea, then it's your job to act upon it. Because action is where the rubber meets the road. When you start to do things when you start to feel good, you're going to want more of that. And that's the beauty of the book. And that's the beauty of trying to be happy.
That's great. Yeah, so we have an opportunity to meet you at the book signing over at Barnes & Noble. That's great. Obviously online through your website with your emails, so people could sign up for the newsletter and get that. But you also have another event coming up, and that is going to be the HIA Trade Show, the Hopog Industrial Association Trade Show, which will be May 19th. You'll be at that at the trade show talking to different people. And my question, you know, for you is that how do you prepare yourself to attend that kind of thing? Because it's a full day. It's a lot of people. But how do you get yourself revved up, you know, where you are bringing that happiness out, you know, for an entire day?
Well, again, you know, I've exhibited at the trade show many times, and every time that I exhibit at the trade show, again, I visualize, I picture what I want to happen. I want to meet as many people as possible. I want to encourage them to sign up to get my aha moments. I want to get their business card. And again, find out about their business to see if there's a connection that we can make between my business and the people walking the floor and their business. I'm going to be there this week. I think it's May 19th, is it? Thursday?
May 19th.
And I'm going to be at the Long Island Speakers Bureau table. You know, the Long Island Speakers Bureau is going to have a table there. I'll be stopping in, meeting people. But again, it's a mindset. It's what do I expect to get today? What do I hope to achieve today? You got to have a purpose in being there so that you can keep yourself revved up. It's a long day if you've got a booth. And again, standing out front and meeting people instead of talking to people behind the table. It's amazing how people miss opportunities for getting business, for meeting new people. Thousands of people are going to be there, and they're all interested in meeting people and finding out about your business. So it's the expectation of what you want to get out of that day. And you got to make it happen. Energy.
Absolutely.
Energy flows where attention goes.
Next time I have you on, we'll talk about how to handle yourself at a trade show. And we're talking to Jim Ryan. The website is jimryantalks.com, and you can access all of the books, the videos, see what's on the schedule for him. with the Barnes & Noble event, also at the HRA Trade Show. And yes, Jim, you are 100% correct. The Long Island Speakers Bureau will be at the Hop Frog Industrial Association Trade Show. We're very excited about it. And we'll be sure to have your book there and you there. So if anybody's interested in purchasing the book, signing up for newsletters, that'll be the place to do it. So I will be bringing my smile there for the entire day because I'm super excited about everything, about working with you and many other speakers. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today, for writing the books, the videos, the CDs that you have, for going out and being the person that you are.
Well, thank you, Brian, and I always appreciate your attitude, your energy, you know, lifts me up. And that's the beauty of energy. It lifts up the people that you come in contact with. It makes you attractive, and people want to be with you. So, Brian, I'm happy to be with you and to chat with you, and I look forward to, you know, meeting people at the Barnes & Noble on Saturday and meeting many more people at the trade show. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, sir. And, you know, great success at the Barnes & Noble store, because who knows, maybe they could move on and go across the nation selling and signing books at the Barnes & Nobles. That would be a great thing. All right, so we were talking about, you know, Jim's current events, the Barnes & Noble event, also the HRA trade show. Hope that you can make both of those, but also improving your visibility. And you know what it really comes down to is yourself. It really comes down to that. So if you really want to improve your visibility, you need to go to these events with the right attitude. Because with the right attitude, people will want to be around you because you bring other people up. Because people want to know what you are doing that you are successful at. People want to know how you're handling your own challenges. We all have them. And people want to be around that. And then they will talk to others. And not only will that improve your visibility, it will help you grow exponentially because people will be talking about you for the right reason. And that is the best strategy of success, I could tell you. You know, have a positive attitude, people will talk, and that is your key to success. You've been listening to Jim Ryan, Jim Ryan Talks. Visit him on the website. My name is Brian Cohen. I am the host of Strategies of Success Radio and Chief Principal and Chief Talent Officer for the Long Island Speakers Bureau, and we look forward to seeing you May 19th, and Jim, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Barnes & Noble. Have a great week. Talk soon.